Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Time to get it going and dial in because the postseason is finally here in baseball. You know I'm a baseball gal, and as much as football thrills me on the weekend, I still love a good baseball postseason matchup. So we'll get into the playoff picture, which matchups you should have your eyes on. But Jenks, before we get started on that, I wanted to mention some of these playoff streaks. One that came to an end. The Astros will not be in the postseason this year for the first time in 8 straight years. And what a stretch it's been for Houston. 4 straight AL West titles before this year. ALCS, 7 of the last 8 seasons. 2 World Series. 4 American League titles. And again, this is the first time in 8 years where they will not be in the postseason. It's going to feel weird when you look at the postseason in the American League and the Astros are not in the bracket.
That's fine. I'm ready for some new blood anyway. But it is strange. You know, I think a lot of people are ready for a team that isn't the Astros to make a run. And full credit for what they've done when they weren't cheating. But ultimately, I feel like this is a team that, look, it wasn't just a few weeks ago when it looked like, oh, they're going to do it again. They got Correa, and it's like, okay, they got the band back together. They're going to go for it again and make a run in the postseason, make some noise. But I'm ready for sort of a different feel to the postseason and some different teams and some different angles, and I feel like we've got it this year.
Yeah, it feels wide open, especially in the American League. And I do think this is something that goes in baseball's favor because as much talk as we've heard about, you know, how the payroll is so different across the board, how some teams just spend all kinds of money, cough, cough, Dodgers, it doesn't necessarily guarantee you a World Series win. So you look at the American League, and like I'm looking at these teams, Blue Jays, Mariners, Guardians, Red Sox, Yankees, and Tigers. At the middle of the season, I would say, okay, the Tigers are the cream of the crop. But they had a disastrous stretch over the last month where they lost their division lead and they narrowly made the playoffs, so it doesn't feel like this is the best time to bet on the Tigers. But it feels really wide open to me, which is a good thing for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's the one thing about this year's playoffs that I think is so great is that some of the old guard is gone, mainly the Astros. And so, of course, you're going to have the Dodgers, you're going to have the Phillies, right? You're going to have the Yankees and some of these stalwarts that have always been in the playoffs or generally in the playoffs. But then you have, like, what are the Mariners going to do? Are they going to put it together? And they have Cal Raleigh. Are the Tigers going to show any signs of life? Probably not. What about the Reds? Are they going to do? I don't think the Reds are going to do it. But the Brewers, I think, are a great story. Like, this is a team that, and I know we've discussed this a lot, biggest run differential of all of baseball during the regular season, a very complete team. Bob Uecker passed away earlier this year, sort of playing inspired baseball because of that. So you have different teams that we normally don't see in the postseason who have a lot of different storylines to go along with that, and I think it makes the postseason even more interesting.
Yeah, the National League certainly looks like the better side of the equation for me because you have 3 teams that I would not be shocked if they win the World Series. You talked about the Brewers all season long being the most dominant team in baseball. Then you have the Phillies with that rotation. Even though Zach Wheeler is not currently healthy, it's still a rotation that had great anchors this year. And Christopher Sanchez and Ranger Suarez and even some guys kind of coming out of the woodwork to shore up that rotation late in the season. But for the Phillies, they've always been a great team on paper. It's just the hitting sometimes goes cold for no reason at all. And this is going to be the same deal that they saw in previous years where they kind of have to wait around and wait and face the winner of the wild card series. And they've proved rusty sometimes when they have to wait around for a few extra days. And here's a nice little present for them. You get the winner of the Reds and the Dodgers. The reigning World Series champions could be coming your way in the first round for the Phillies. Doesn't feel great, but I will say this year, the Dodgers do not have depth when it comes to their bullpen. At the end of the season, they were using Clayton Kershaw coming in relief in some of these games, and I understand it's all hands on deck, but still, this is not the juggernaut Dodgers team that we thought it was going to be entering the season. When they have that massive payroll, you'd think, oh, they're going to waltz their way to a World Series. I don't think that's the case, especially in the National League.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think so either. And, you know, I read this stat and I did not believe it, but we haven't had, at least this century, we haven't seen a back-to-back champion. And the Dodgers, again and again and again, have been, you know, that one team. They have been the dominant team this century, right? Certainly a better roster than anyone else on paper, but they don't have, I think, as many World Series titles as maybe we thought they would when they went on this spending spree, right, where they just bring in talent after talent after talent. So it just goes to show, A, how hard it is to win a World Series, and that, B, there are always teams that are willing to step up and raise their level of play when we get to playoff time in Major League Baseball. I mean, but are you going to be shocked if the Dodgers win it? No, but I also don't think that the pressure is on them because they have that title. I think the pressure is really on the Phillies more than any other team, and Bryce Harper in particular. You know, you've got guys on that roster like a Kyle Schwarber, like a Trey Turner, and they've won it all before. But if you're looking at the greats in the game who need that one world championship to sort of solidify their resumes, like Bryce Harper is up there, right? He's been a generational player but has not been able to come home and win a World Series, where the Brewers, I feel like, are playing with house money. They're not, I don't want to say they're lucky to be here, but I don't think anyone expected them to be the one seed in the National League. The Dodgers, yeah, the Cubs have done it, but the Phillies are the one team that have been so close and haven't been able to get over the hump, and so I think that's the team that, when it gets down to it, is going to sort of feel the screws tighten a little bit if they get deeper and deeper into the postseason.
Well, they are the favorites to win the World Series, yeah. So you're right on the nose there, is that the expectations are certainly there for Philadelphia. Dodgers 5-1, Mariners plus 550. They've gotten some juice this year behind the big dumper, who's had a great season when it comes to home runs. Yankees 7-1, Blue Jays 7-1, Brewers at 8-1. Jenks, what do we think of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brewers at this price, like, obviously we are a betting show and a lot of this is price dependent, but the team with the best run differential in baseball, you're getting them at 8-1, and sometimes matchups matter, and I think they actually got the good side of the bracket. I'm not discounting the Padres and the Cubs, but like, they don't have to play the Dodgers or the Phillies at least until the NLCS, so I think the Brewers at 8-1 is a pretty solid play.
I like the Brewers a lot, and that's the thing, is that they have the starting pitching that you need, like with Woodruff or Peralta, Mizorowski. I think he's trying to get healthy, but they have some arms,
Clint
right?
Priester,
yeah, and Priester. There's another guy right there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I know when you think of the Brewers, you don't think about their bats, but look, they've generated a ton of runs, and then you look at their starting rotation, and you've got to have depth there. You've got to have guys who can at least give you a quality start, and they have that as well. I kind of feel like they get punished by the fact that they're not in a major market, or they just don't maybe have the, you know, the star power of the Dodgers or the Phillies, even the Padres or some of these teams that have the bigger names. But when you look at the numbers, the Brewers get it done as well as anyone. That's why they're the one seed. And there's a lot to like about Milwaukee, especially at that price.
Yeah. So I think the Brewers are 8-1, pretty solid play. Even if you wanted to take them to win the National League, because then they just need to make it to that. They're plus 325. I think that's a really solid play. Let's talk about X factors here, because I think on paper, the Guardians do not look like a team that would possibly win the World Series. If you look at run differential, I think they're one of the worst teams in the postseason still standing. Right. But it's not been a case, you know, for wins and losses, because they have been the hottest team down the stretch. And Jenks, we've seen this in Major League Baseball, where a team can get hot down the stretch and they ride it all the way to the World Series. Saw it with your Nationals. We saw it with the Phillies. I think it was the year that they lost in the World Series. But just because you don't have a great regular season on the whole, it doesn't always matter. If you capture that lightning in a bottle the last month of the season, and listen, what their starters have done over this last month should not be discounted either. I think they had 19 straight games where the starters allowed two runs or fewer. That is a massive deal when you are getting consistent performances from your starters, and that's going to give your team a chance to win a lot of games. Your team doesn't even have to score that many runs, which is great for the Guardians because they're not a power-hitting team. So I think the Guardians are a sneaky play here. I'm not sure if they win the World Series, but I do think they could possibly cause some chaos, especially when their first-round matchup is against the Tigers, the team that kind of they had their hopes smashed by the Guardians, and the Guardians won that division. So very interesting in the first round in the American League.
The Guardians are a really fun story. There's no question about it. But it's also remarkable to me that they were sellers at the trade deadline. You know, they get rid of Shane Bieber and Paul Sewald. They send Sewald to the Tigers of all teams, and yet here they are making this run. It just makes no sense whatsoever. So momentum is a real thing, and sure, they could carry this deeper into the playoffs, but I feel like once they start playing, well, outside of the Tigers, they've just owned the Tigers. I'm not going to be surprised if they advance past Detroit in the opening round, but I feel like past that, they have to run out of steam, right?
You'd think. But again, like, sometimes baseball doesn't make a ton of sense. Let's talk about this first-round matchup for a second, because I do think it's interesting that the books have this at a pick'em price. It is a three-game series, and on paper, the Tigers should win this series, but we said that about the regular season. You know, the Tigers had their fate in their hands, and the Guardians kept beating them. But Tarik Skubal, obviously, is going to be up for this matchup. Do you think this is a mental block at all? The fact that Tarik Skubal had, like, a game to forget against the Guardians, and he's going to be leaned on heavily here. Like, the Aces in the postseason have more of the pressure on them, because especially in a, like, a three-game series, you know, you win game one, and that is a huge swing of the pendulum for momentum in your team's favor. So I don't know what's going through the head of Tarik Skubal right now, but they certainly could use an ace performance from somebody who's won a Cy Young.
I think he's going to be okay. And I think when you look back at that one game against the Guardians, which they really needed, where he just kind of fell apart, you know, he hit David Fry in the face and he threw that ball through his legs first. He had a wild pitch. But I think hitting David Fry just really messed with him in that moment, which I understand because that was hard to watch. You could tell Tarik Skubal was totally affected. And I think that jarred him so much in that moment that everything else kind of fell apart around him. So now that that is done, he's just too good, I would feel like, to falter again against this Guardians team, which does not hit the ball. But, yes, Detroit will need him. They'll get one from them, but can they get more? I don't know.
Yeah, the Tigers need to hit as well. Because, like, Tarik Skubal's had some good games, and he's just not gotten the run support. The postseason is so good this year, we haven't even mentioned that the Red Sox and Yankees match up in the first round as well. Yeah. Should be a good one. Coming up next, reacting to Sunday Night Football, the tie that shocked me. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.